You're
Okay,
welcome.
so it's, what is it, December? It's not even December
Not
yet.
December yet.
Well, everybody in New York City has decided that it's Christmas season. And so we figured, fine, we'll play that game. I mean, we did announce the beginning of Christmas earlier this season back in August because we're so ahead of that game. But we wanted to pay tribute to this holiday season with an all-holiday, all-the-time New Music Tuesday. And Lizzie Goodman of Blender Magazine joins us to talk about some great oldies being dusted off and re-released, and some other new stuff that's out. Michael Bublé, Kelly Pickler, and Charlie Brown, who's always a good one. Lizzie Goodman, thanks for
Hi.
joining us. Hi, how's
Thank
it
you for
going?
having me. Yes, it's
So,
Christmas. It's here
I
almost.
know, and you know, I am that person that everybody wants to hate. Like in July, I start singing these songs, humming them quietly until someone gives me a dirty look, and then I
Uh-oh.
just,
You're that person, I
you know,
see.
I know it's so annoying, but I love Christmas songs.
Yeah, I mean, holiday music is sort of part of the fun. And there really are a lot of classically great Christmas albums, I think, to choose from. So you don't have to endure the sort of horrible like drugstore shopping
Yeah,
Christmas music.
it's
There's other
gotten
stuff to
better,
listen to,
right?
so yeah.
Okay, well, let's start with this, with our favorite little guy, Charlie Brown. He's my favorite little guy. Let's listen to it first. Let's. Okay, I wish we had the video cameras because Allison is totally booging.
Well, I'm doing the dance, you
Yeah,
know,
you
the
gotta do the
side-to-side
dance.
dance,
The
no arms out
dance.
dance from Charlie Brown Christmas. Love
You
it.
just cannot not be happy when you hear that, Lizzie.
I know, it's heartwarming. It really is. It goes right to where it's supposed to go for holiday spirit.
And they just release this every year. It just keeps coming.
I guess so, right? Yeah, I mean, you know, it's I think all the vinyl collectors are out there scouring the bins for old versions, but there is a new reissued, repackaged version that's coming out this year, or that just came out, and it's really good.
But
It's
does
awesome.
it just sounds the same every time any different piano player plays this song?
I mean, I think, yeah, they change up things like that, but, and, you know, the music is classic, and it's good that they don't mess with it too
There she goes
much.
again. She got up again. She's doing it again.
Okay. I want to hear the Merle Haggard Christmas song. What is this you tease me with?
This is so fun. I love Merle Haggard.
I love him
And so
too.
I was so excited when I found out that you love him too.
Yes, this album is really good. It's
Yeah?
really good.
What's good
And
about it?
I just think it's, I mean, he's just kind of he's a sort of institution, an American institution at this point, and it's and at that point when it's a reissue as well of an older album, but it's I love it because it sort of manages to make Christmas music sort of not dreary, but sort of dark and
A little dark, a little gray,
hopeless.
a little hopeless.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want hopeless music around
Who doesn't
Christmas
like
time?
hopeless Christmas music? I mean, come on.
No, I like it. Let's play a little bit of it. Do
Okay.
we have that?
If we make it through December,
See, that's good.
everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling
See, that's just
snow.
real to me. That's what country music is supposed to do. Just
Yeah,
call it like it is,
December.
people.
Exactly. It's what makes
December's
it
cold and
December.
it's dark.
Got plans to
It's hard.
We may not make it through it. There's all kinds of problems with December.
My grandma died, my wife left me, my dog got run over.
Exactly.
December's cold.
No, it just has a tinge of sadness,
If
even
we
to the sort
make it
of more
through
familiar
December,
Christmas songs that are on it. There's just this sort of sense of sorrow, which
Got
is
laid
kind of
off down
weirdly,
at the factory.
it's kind of intimate that way, and it's a different sort of Christmas
And their
sound. I'm
time is
really into
not
it.
as
Okay,
great
and I'm going to move to a different kind of country.
If we make
This young woman, Kelly Pickler, the ultimate American country girl right now, she's got a new album out, stacking up against the likes of Carrie Underwood. How does this measure up?
Well, her take is sort of I like her sort of non-sexy take on this song, and I like her just in general because she's an American Idol alum like Carrie Underwood, but she's got her own style going, and she's been doing her album has been doing well, and she's sort of part of the American Idol wave that's taking over Nashville, and she's cute and she's
Total,
blonde
and she
and
sings this song great. Let's listen to it. I
yeah,
love this
exactly.
song.
So
That's fun.
It takes a lot of hairspray to take on Eartha Kitt.
That is exactly.
Version. You know what I think I kind of like about her? Don't write me letters, people. Shades of Dolly Parton with Kelly Pickler.
With her hero. So that I'm sure she'll be thrilled to hear that.
Much skinnier version of Dolly. And
in
I know
some places.
We might not have time to listen to a clip, but Michael Bublé, can we just give a shout out for his new album? Because I love him in the vein of kind of cheesy lounge singer Christmas stuff. What do you think about his album?
I think that in that vein, he's right up there.
But he is what he is, you know.
He is. And he dates my favorite actress ever, Emily Blunt. Well, not ever, but currently.
Which makes him totally cool.
It really does. That gives me major points to Michael Bublé. But yeah, his Christmas album, I mean, it's exactly what he does well, and his style really suits the music. And if that's what you're expecting, that's what you're going to get, and that's kind of nice.
Great.
Let's go out on a little Michael Bublé as we say thanks to Lizzie Goodman, editor-at-large at Blender Magazine. Let it cheese begin, or let it snow, or let it do something that will allow him to croon and make you think that he is a sexy
just
beast.
Just the fire burning, chestnuts roasting.
Chocolate.
There it is. Bublé. I just like to say his name.
All right, well, Rachel curls up with a cup of cocoa and a little Michael Bublé.
Don't mind me, I'll be over here.
That's it for the Bryant Park Project. Come visit us online at npr.org/Bryant Park.